Sie hören SBS Radio. Weitere Highlights in deutscher Sprache bei sbs.com.au/German.
Stephen Blum hat die meiste Zeit seines Lebens gewusst, dass er schwul ist. Trotzdem hat er sich dazu entschieden, es geheim zu halten, nachdem in den 70er und 80er Jahren HIV und AIDS im gleichen Atemzug mit Homosexualität genannt wurden.
And the main thing that went through my mind was really losing everybody. Being ostracized by my family, losing my friends, things like that. And it was a difficult thing to reconcile when all around you, you don't see anything positive going on with respect to the sexuality that you think you're identifying with or trying to deny.
Er wollte sich langsam an seine sexuelle Orientierung herantasten, was für Blum ein harter Kampf war. 3 Jahre lang litt er an Depressionen, bevor er sich schließlich vor Familie und Freunden outete.
I'd spent 3 or 4 years doing some serious meditation and thinking about my sexuality. And well, really what I was thinking about initially was, you know, what's really troubling me? Why am I so depressed? Why am I feeling like I do? Why are things going wrong in my life? And that led to me realizing that it was to do with being gay.
Eines Abends stellte Stephens Ehefrau seit 20 Jahren ihm dann eine Frage, die komplett sein Leben veränderte.
And she asked me if I was gay. And at that point, it took me, you know, 10 seconds for my life to flash before my eyes and make a decision on this is now the time to be honest. And if I'm going to be honest, I have to be honest for the rest of my life. And so I said, yes, I think I am.
Nach vielen tränenreichen Gesprächen haben die beiden dann beschlossen, dass Stephen auszieht, um ein neues Leben anzufangen.
Was it necessary? Well, in some ways, yes. In other ways, maybe not. And I think it's different for each person. Ultimately, I think if I want to be gay, there's certain things that I'm going to want to be doing. And it's one of them is being with another man romantically as well as intimately. And well, how do you do that if you're in a so-called mixed marriage?
Ältere LGBTI-Menschen, also lesbische, schwule, bi- oder transsexuelle Menschen, haben es oft schwerer. Psychotherapeutin und Beraterin Odelia Carmen.
The biggest barrier is, you know, losing faith in terms of their standards in their own family and in the community. In other words, transitioning from a heterosexual to a homosexual identity is very difficult anyway. But when it gets to such an advanced age, really, as you get older, you become more and more dependent on the stuff that you kind of you build throughout your life.
Vor allem die Aussicht auf katastrophale Konsequenzen schreckt viele Ältere davor ab, sich zu outen. Carmens Rat für Menschen in so einer Situation ist, sorgfältig das Für und Wider abzuwägen.
The problems start when an individual gets caught in double lives and they get caught and then they're pushed towards an outcome that they may not have necessarily wanted for themselves. Basically to end their marriage and to get a divorce and then to leave a single life. Then they're much more likely to get depressed or suicidal or become a recluse or just not become functional. So mental health is very much dependent on whether you make choice for yourself or whether those choices are imposed on you by others.
Seit seinem Coming Out ist Stephen glücklich mit seinem jetzigen Partner Jason liiert. Seine Ex-Frau ist auch kurz davor, wieder zu heiraten. Das alles hätte sich Stephen niemals vorstellen können, bevor er sich vor seinen Kindern im Alter von 45 geoutet hatte.
There was some initial rejection from my older daughter, which had some interesting behavioral changes in her, and that bothered me a lot. But what was going on was that she thought I was leaving, not coming back sort of thing, and not being there as a father, but that wasn't the case. So I had to make it known that I wanted to be there. I still loved her. She was my daughter. I'm her father still. That none of that changes. And pay a lot of attention to her and wanting to be part of her life. And that repaired that situation.
Stephens ältester Sohn lebt jetzt sogar bei ihm und seinem neuen Partner. Lyle Shelton von der Coalition for Marriage sagt, dass Australien Menschen mit jeglicher sexueller Orientierung respektiert. Trotzdem ist es aber auch wichtig, das Wohl des Kindes im Auge zu behalten.
Well, the social science research overwhelmingly says in favour of a child having its biological mother and father, preferably married, as the determinant of the best outcomes for a child on every measure.
Stephen Blum ist jetzt Präsident der Gay and Married Men's Association von New South Wales. Laut ihm unterdrücken viele verheiratete, schwule Männer ihre Sexualität, um der Familie nicht zu schaden. Eine kürzlich veröffentlichte Studie der National LGBTI Health Alliance gibt an, dass es um die mentale Gesundheit von LGBTI-Menschen am schlechtesten steht. Über 16-Jährige sind fast dreimal anfälliger für Depressionen und die Suizidgefahr für 16- bis 25-Jährige ist fünfmal höher als in der übrigen Bevölkerung.
Sexuality is how somebody's wired in their brain, and those sorts of things are very difficult to control. Trying to suppress that is incredibly hard work. My experience with men that have been through that or are going through that is that they're not very successful at it, and it only leads to depression, and it can lead to anxiety that goes with that, and also the potential for self-harm and even suicide.
Aber die sexuelle Orientierung kann sich auch mit dem Alter ändern, und das beeinflusst wiederum auch, ob sich die Person später dazu entscheidet, sich zu outen.
It's really around how important sexuality and sex is in advanced years as well. Because for a lot of people, the older they get, the less sexual they are. So, you know, that plays less of a factor for them. So it depends on the individual, on their libido and the stage of their development as to whether they prefer to just jeopardize coming out as opposed to just staying in the status quo.
Ein Coming-out kann vor allem für Menschen schwer sein, die einen konservativen, kulturellen oder religiösen Hintergrund haben.
I have met guys from ultra-orthodox fundamentalist type religions where they've been ostracized completely by their community and their family, and that's been tragic for them. But they've still felt strongly about living an authentic life. The hope is at some point their family is able to reconcile their religious convictions with the reality of the situation.
Wenn man sich dennoch entschließt, sich zu outen, schlägt Carmen vor, dies nicht sofort vor allen zu tun.
Do it in stages, so maybe speak to the spouse first, then to the children, broach the subject in that way, because they've got to broach the subject when they're ready to go. You know, you can't just say, hey, my darling, I'm gay, and hop into their marital bed. You know, it just doesn't work that way. So you've got to actually be ready to leave emotionally, psychologically, physically, and already set yourself up as though you're leaving, and then disclose that that's what you intend to do.
Weitere Podcasts in deutscher Sprache bei sbs.com.au/German.